This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project, worth around 12,015 crore rupees. These corridors are RK Ashram Marg to Indraprastha, Aero City to Airport Terminal 1, and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, with this expansion, the Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometres. The minister said the Aero City Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad Kalindi Kunj sections will be an extension of the Aero City Tughlakabad corridor. He said this will boost connectivity of the airport with the southern parts of the national capital in areas such as Tughlakabad, Saket and Kalindi Kunj. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that Delhi's infrastructure has got a major boost. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Cabinet's approval for three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project will expand the capital's metro network, thus boosting ease of living and reducing congestion. The centre has issued directions to the states for a complete ban on the grant of any new mining leases in the Aravallis in a major step towards conservation and protection of the entire Aravalli range stretching from Delhi to Gujarat from illegal mining. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said in a statement that this prohibition applies uniformly across the entire Aravalli landscape and is intended to preserve the integrity of the range. The directions are aimed at safeguarding the Aravallis as a continuous geological ridge extending from Gujarat to the National Capital Region and at stopping all unregulated mining activities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government stands like a rock with the states in their fight against drug and human trafficking, cybercrime and organized crime. Addressing a function in Panchkula, he said the country is now in safe hands.
A few years ago, there were three major challenges in the country in law and order. Left-wing extremism, terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, and armed groups working inside the northeast. However, after 10 years of the Modi government coming to power, peace has been established in all three regions. And in a way, the country is now secure on all these three fronts.
Addressing the mega cooperative conference organized by CRIPCO in Panchkula today, he said the agriculture budget has been increased to 1,27,000 crore rupees in recent years. The minister, along with Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini, inspected and took the salute at the passing out parade of the Haryana police at the Tau Devi Lal Sports Complex in Panchkula today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the centre's contribution under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to MG Narega, which was 86,000 crore rupees. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the President has assented to the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has invited industry leaders to participate in the PM Setu scheme, marking a shift towards an industry-led model of vocational training. This initiative represents a significant change in how vocational training works, moving from government-led policy to a model where the industry takes the lead in managing and executing training. The ministry has released an expression of interest, EOI, to find anchor industry partners for the upgradation of national skill training institutes. In badminton, rising shuttlers Unnati Hooda, Tanvi Sharma, Ronak Chauhan and Sanskar Saraswat registered convincing wins to advance in the 87th Senior National Badminton Championships in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh today. Top seed Unnati hammered wild card entrant Akansha Matte 21-18, while World Junior Championship silver medalist Tanvi began her campaign with a win over Asian under-15 girls singles gold medalist Shaina Manimuthu. And with that, we end this news bulletin.